间过得很快，我们已经到了这一年最后的一个主日。
So time flies. This is the last Sunday of this year.
我不晓得这过去的一年你来教会几次。
And I don't know whether in the past year how many times you came to church to worship God.And I'm not sure whether, apart from coming to the church, are you going to other churches?
以色列百姓是一个敬拜的民族。
The Israelites is a nation of worship.
他们原来成为他们的国家之前是在做奴隶。
Before they formed a nation, and they were slavers.
他们在埃及做了四百年的奴隶。
So they were under the Egyptian slavery for 400 years.
没有自由。
And they did not have freedom.
他们也没有在敬拜中间的那个喜乐那个权利。
And they did not enjoy the privilege and joy of worshiping God.
这个以色列百姓在埃及所住的地方非常的美好。
So the children of God in Egypt was living in a very wonderful place.
在非洲北部埃及这个撒哈拉大沙漠的土地中间。
So they're living in Goshen, the northern part of Africa, among the deserts.
神赐给埃及人有一条生命线，就是尼罗河。
So God gave the Egyptian a lifeline that is the River Nile.
以色列百姓住在埃及的时候
，So when the Israelites living in Egypt,
他们可以不花钱就吃鱼。
So they don't have to spend any money in order to enjoy the seafood.
他们享受尼罗河所带给他们各样的丰富。
So they enjoy all the abundance.Brought about by the River Nile.
我们人都是喜欢住在舒服的地方。
So we people like to live in the comfortable places.
住在一个丰富的地方。
And to live in a place of abundance.
这个以色列百姓住在埃及地应当很满足了。
So for that reason, the children of God should be satisfied.
人虽然住在舒服的地方有享受满足，可是神不满足。
So however, even people were content with what they were living in, but God was not happy about them.
神告诉摩西说
And God told Moses,
你要带我的百姓离开这个地方。
You have to lead my people away from this land.
离开这里去哪里呢
And but where did they go?
到旷野去。
And to go to the wilderness.
圣经里面什么叫旷野呢
So in the Bible, what does it mean by wilderness?
埃及和旷野我都已经去过好几次了。
So I've been in Egypt and the wilderness many times.
在尼罗河的两岸我们在尼罗河上面坐着帆船泛舟。
So we're taking a long boat along the River Nile and watch the two banks of the river.
非常的丰富非常的美丽。
It was beautiful and abundant.
旷野呢
However, when you come to the wilderness,
一片黄沙
So there's a desolation, there was sand.
没有房子
There no house can be seen.
没有树木
And they don't have even trees.
太阳非常的这个猛烈
So the sun was beating down on us.
没有地方可以遮阴的
And there's no shadow for us to find refuge.
神告诉以色列百姓离开那个遮阴的地方到那个旷野去
But God told the Israelites that you ought to depart from the good place and into the wilderness.
去什么做什么呢
So what are they going to do?
摩西告诉法老神告诉他所说的话
And then God told Pharaoh what God had told Moses.
要领我的百姓到旷野去敬拜我
And then,God told Moses that you have to lead my people to the wilderness in order they have the freedom to worship me.
所以摩西就带着这
几百万的以色列的百姓离开了丰富的地方，进到旷野去。
So Moses obeyed and led about 600,000 people to the wilderness.
在旷野，他们领受神赐给他们的十条的诫命。
In there, they received the Ten Commandments given by God.
为的是让他们知道怎么样敬拜神。
In order that they may know how to worship God.
可是今天早上我要告诉你，以色列百姓多年领受神的吩咐，领受十条诫命敬拜，结果神界的先知责备他们。
But I tell you this morning that even though these people worship him for so many years, but God through the prophets and rebuked them.
我们读以赛亚书二十九章十三节。
And the word of God is recorded in Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐。
The Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. The worship of me is made not only of rules taught by men.
以色列百姓他们敬拜，因为摩西告诉他们，你们要敬拜。
So the Israelites worship God according to what Moses told them by the rule.
神在以色列百姓敬拜他多年以后，给他们一个警告，一个责备。
And yet after this so many years, they worship them according to Moses' instruction, and God give them a warning.
他们是用嘴唇敬拜神，
And God said, you people worship me with your lips,
心却远离我。
But your heart away from me.
我们看看怎么回事。
So let's find out what is the historical context about this story.
神的百姓怎么样远离神的呢？
Now how do these people of God departed from God?
头一个我们看见神说这个百姓用嘴唇亲近我。
But first of all,God said, "The people, these people, come near to me with their mouth."
以色列百姓敬拜少不了用嘴唇。
So of course, the Israelites, when they worship God, they have to use their lips.
他们要唱赞美的诗歌。
And they will sing praise to the God.
他们在那里要读祷告的经文。
And they read the scriptures.
他们用了很多声音，用了很多嘴唇的动作。
And there's a lot of activity of the lip, and there's a lot of actions.
神说你们的敬拜是空洞的。
But God said, your worship is hollow.
因为你们是用嘴唇尊敬我。
Because you worship me with your lips.
在以赛亚以西结书三十三章三十一节三十二节，我们如果中文英文同时来读好不好，我们能够读神的话来。
So let's read Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 31 and 32.
他们来到你这里如同民来聚会，坐在你面前仿佛是我的民，他们听你的话却不去行，因为他们的口口多显爱情，心却追随财力。所以从这个经文里面，你看见先知以西结对着百姓所有的警告。
So from this verse and the previous one, you know that the prophet warned the people of God.
他们来敬拜。
And they came to worship God.
他们来唱诗。
And they came to sing praise to God.
他们来祷告。
And they came to pray to God.
他们在那里用了很多嘴唇的动作。
And there's a lot of lip service.
为什么呢？什么是他们的动机呢？
So what were their motive?
他们的心却是为着追随财力。
Because they worship the benefit of God.
我们来敬拜神。
We come to worship God.
来敬拜神做什么？
So what's the reason for that?
神啊，我来敬拜你了。
So we said, God, I come to worship you.
我来赞美你了。
And I come to praise you.
所以你要保护我。
And so therefore, you have to protect me.
你要看过我。
You have to keep me safe.
赐给我健康。
And give me good health.
赐给我稳定的工作。
And give me a stable job.
赐给我的银行的存款不至于会贬值。
And give me a handsome bank account.
以色列百姓敬拜神，他们的嘴巴在那里动，他们的心里面所要的事实上是这些。
So this is exactly what the Israelites did. Even though the lips are moving, but your heart is really long for the benefits of God.
32节
Verse 33,
我们一起读来。他们看你如善于奏乐声音优雅之人所唱的雅歌，他们听你的话却不去行。
So the Bible says, even though they sing praise to you, but they did not put to practice what they learned.
我们来到神的面前一年，如果说主日52个礼拜我们来，然后还有 Bible study, 还有在家庭里面查经，加在一起听了很多很多神的话。
So within the years, at least we came to the church 52 times Sunday.And in addition, that we have a fellowship, and then Bible study, so we have many, many encounters with God.
我们还记住多少神的话？
But how many words of God that you remember?
多少神的话已经道成为肉身呢？
So how many words have been embodiment in your life?
我们已经去行出来了呢？
So how many God's words that you have put in practice?
所以你看见说百姓是嘴唇敬拜神。
So you see, these people worship God with their lips.
如果当人一个人是嘴唇敬拜神的时候
，So if our worship is merely restricted to our lips,
主耶稣怎么看呢
？Then what was Jesus' view upon these people?
主耶稣在马太福音15:8说：“这个百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
”And then in Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 and 9.Saying the same thing, you people worship me with your lips, but your heart are kept away from me.
主耶稣就是用以赛亚书这段话，主耶稣在新约的时代，他在地上亲自来到地上显给人看神是怎么样一位的时候，对着以色列的百姓这样说。
So actually, Jesus was quoting the Old Testament Isaiah and to rebuild the people of his time.
第九节。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
So because they worship God according to the human tradition, and therefore Jesus said, your worship is in vain.
什么叫枉然呢？
Now what does in vain mean?
我们以为我们每个礼拜天都来敬拜神。
And you may think that you come to the Sunday worship faithfully every Sunday.
我们跟神说，神啊，这一年我来了52个礼拜天。
And then you boast before God that I came here for 52 times already.
神说是不是恐怕一半都不算。
And then God may say, I don't count half of them.
枉然。
So good for nothing.
做虚功。
Said what you do is good for nothing.
不算数。
And then I do not count as worship.
因为我们的神不是只有礼拜天的神。
Because our God is not a God of Sunday.
如果从礼拜一到礼拜六我们忙我们自己的事，
So if from Monday to Saturday we just busy or run around our own business,
追随我们自己个人的目标，
And then pursue our own purpose and aims,
这位的神跟我们的生活脱节，没有在我们的生活中成为我们的神带领我们，
Then there's a disjunction between our life and our God's will.
枉然。
Good for nothing.
诗篇大卫在78:36告诉我们。
So Psalms chapter 78 verse 36-37.
他们用口谄媚他，用舌向他说谎。
So God said, "Your people flatter me with your lip, and then you're lying to me with your mouth."
他们的心向他不正，在他的约上。也不忠心。
And then your heart is not loyal to me, and your spirit is not faithful to me.
你看见这里一而再再而三给我们看见的这些个事实吗？
So you see, once again, one after another, that our God revealed the motive of their heart.
我们的心从一年的开始到一年的结尾。
So, our,
心有没有改变？
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, did our heart transform?
我们敬拜神是为着我们得好处吗？
So when we come to worship God, is it you worship and You desire for his benefit?
还是真正的愿意来认识神？
Or you really from bottom of your heart to know God?
知道我们是被造的。
So knowing that we are the creatures,
他是造我们的神。
And he is the creator.
他造我们有他的目的，有他的旨意。
And he created us with his purpose and will.
我们向他忠不忠心？
So are we loyal to our God?
我们向他的约有没有信实？
Are we faithful to his covenant?
我去欧洲，特别到德国啊，好多趟，在那里做宣教的工作。
So I visit Europe.Especially Germany to do missionary work.
我们知道我们现在基督徒的敬拜，跟德国很有关系。
So we know that the mode of our worship it can find roots in Germany.
这个我们的敬拜的很多的圣乐巴哈是生在德国。
So many hymns and even the music of Bach and was coming from Germany.
我们也知道马丁路德生在德国，在那里德国做神父。
And then Martin Luther was a church, the father, the leader of the church in Germany.
当他读圣经罗马书的时候
，So when he read the book of Romans,
他明白一件事
，And he all of a sudden came to light.
人怎么能够称义呢
？How can man be justified?
我们是个罪人
，We are sinners.
我们怎么能在神面前看看我们是对了？
How can we make right with God?
神怎么样能够给我们看见我们平反了
？And how can God forgive our sins?
不是因为我们的好行为
，It's not because of our good deed.
乃是因着相信神为我们所预备的
，But because our faith in Him and believe His covenant.
他明白了天主教有许许多多仪文仪式这些的错误
，And then he came to realize that.There's so many rituals and teachings are wrong in the Roman Catholic churches.
人要亲近神，来到神面前，看见自己的罪，要神赦免，怎么办？我得找个神父关在一个小房间里面跟他说一说。
So according to the Catholic change, teaching that if I'm a sinner, I want to be forgiven. What should I do? I just go to the church father and ask him to forgive me.
而且呢，你看见有很多天主教这些的错误，他就列出来95条。
So he realized many mistakes and amounts to 93 items.
他就把这些错误钉在天主教的那个礼拜堂的那个大门上面。
And then he nailed the list onto the door of the.Catholic Church.
我去了德国的 Worms 参观马丁路德定的那个地方。
So I went to Worms of Germany and I saw the place where Martin Luther nailed the 93 items on the door.
马丁路德把神的百姓从错误的道上领回来，走在神和神心意的正道上。
And Martin Luther led people of God away from the wrong teaching.Into the right path,
带进了教会的复兴。
As a result, brought about the revival of the church.
许多礼拜堂就建立起来。
And as a result, many Protestant churches are built up.
那么许多礼拜堂到德国今天还在。
So many those churches still there today.
我们可以去参观。
So we can pay a visit to them.
可惜一件事。
But there's one deplorable fact.
过去很多的人来到神的面前，来到礼拜堂敬拜神，因为他们明白了神的话语。
So in the past, the many many people came to church and worship God because they knew the true meaning of worship.
可是我们今天进到这些高大哥德式的建筑，这么宏伟的礼拜堂。
But today we went to the magnificent Gothic style churches.
进去你就看见。在眼前讲台后面很高大的管风琴。
So as we enter, we see those pipe organ, very magnificent.
回过头来一看，出口的地方门档上面又是一个大的管风琴。
So if we turn back, and then you see another pipe organ at the back of the church.
那个礼拜堂的那个柱子那个廊子，两边是廊子，那个一个人是抱不住的。
And the column of porticos of the church are so big that No one can wrap around.
上面有很多很多美丽的图案跟标跟雕刻。
And we saw the many beautiful paintings and sculptures on the upon the roof, the ceiling.
你今天去德国这些礼拜堂是要买门票进去的。
So today you go to this church, you have to buy a ticket in order to gain entrance.
这些礼拜堂不是个敬拜的地方，它空了。
So these churches are no longer a place of worship because they are empty.
啊，它现在成了好像是一个观光、一个博物馆，一个人的，他们礼拜堂还要卖门票呢。
And today these churches become a tourist attraction, and you have to buy ticket to pay in order to enter into it.
其中有一个礼拜堂
，and one of the churches that I visit,
有一个大的一个碑文。
So there's a very huge inscription.
上面这么说。
Which says,
你们称我为主，却不顺服我。
So you call me Lord, but you never submit yourself to me.
你们称我为光，却看不见我。
You call me the light, but you are blind.
你们称我为道路，却不与我同行。
And you call me the way, but you never walk on it with me.
你们称我为生命，却不为我而活。
And you call me life, but you never live out the gospel for me.
你们称我为智慧，却不跟随我。
And you call me the wisdom, but you never follow me.
你们称我为美丽，却不爱我。
And you call me beauty, but you never love me.
你们称我为丰富，却不向我求。
And you call me abundance, but you never ask for it.
你们称我永恒，却不寻求我。
And you call me eternal, but you never seek me.
如果我谴责你们，不要怪我。
If I approach you, you should.Not have any excuse.
Yeah. 他原来是说 ，If I condemn thee, blame me not. 啊，你看见说这个过去神所祝福、所敬、所得荣耀的敬拜的这些教会，现在成为空荡的。
So you see, the churches, this place of worship, in the past it was a very good place for God's people to gather together.But now it is empty.
所以你看见圣经上的话，不止旧约时候的以色列百姓，他们所在神的面前那么多的敬拜啊，又有节期啊，又有安息日啊，月朔等等这些敬拜，神说你们拜我也是枉然。
So this insincere worship, such as observing the Sabbath and observe all the festivals, but God said, your worship is good for nothing.
耶稣的时候，门徒们看见这个法利赛人看见说，那个时候的圣殿何等的殿宇，大理石、金子所铺的，哎呀，在那里何等的荣耀壮观。
So in Jesus' time, the Pharisees and the Jewish people saw the temple so magnificent and so beautiful.
主耶稣说：“你们用嘴唇敬拜我，心却远离我。
”But Jesus said,
拜我也是枉然。
You keep away from me.And yet, you worship me only with your lips.
我们所以看见这些经文的时候
，So when we read all these Bible passages,
我们明白他们用嘴唇敬拜神。
So we knew that they are really worship God with their lips.
可是神却看重的是人的心。
But what God focuses and what God emphasizes is the heart of man.
在旧约耶利米书三章十节这样告诉我们
So Jeremiah chapter 10 chapter 3 verse 10
虽有这一切的事他奸诈的妹妹犹大还不一心归向我不过是假意归我这是耶和华说的
So even with all this your sister Judah and in appearance worship me but she did it with a pretense
我们也看见主耶稣当时许多法利赛人都是守旧约的律法。
So in Jesus' time, we see all the Pharisees are faithful observants of the Old Testament rules.
他们过节，他们守安息日。
They observe the Sabbath and they observe the festivals.
可是耶稣看见一个人病了三十八年，一点安息都没有，耶稣愿意赐给他真正的安息，就医治他。
But when Jesus saw a man who was sick for 38 years without rest, without comfort, and Jesus, out of his compassion, healed him.
结果耶稣行了神迹，那个人好了以后，法利赛人批评他。
And after Jesus performed the miracle and made well of this man, you know what happened? The Pharisees criticized Jesus.
然后马太九章四节，耶稣知道他们的心意，就说你们为什么心里怀着恶念呢？
So when Jesus knew their motive, and then he rebuked them, why you nurture your evil spirit in your heart?
你看见这些法利赛人手上绑着经文袋子，头上戴着经文夹子，圣经那真是朗朗上口，可是他们的心怎么样？
So,
在神的面前完全的显露。
So look at these Pharisees. They wear all the philetics and then all the outward sign of piety, and yet their heart was away from God.
大卫告诉我们说，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。
And David says, whether I sit down or stand up, God, you know my situation.And you look at me from far away.
人是看外貌。
Because man value people's appearance.
神知道人的内心。
But God knew people's inner heart.
耶利米书第十七章第十节说，我耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他做的事的结果报应他。
And then in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord Jehovah said, I am searching for people's heart.I will judge you according to what you have done.
在整本圣经最后，先知约翰老约翰告诉我们神自己说的话。他说：“
so, okay.
我是那查看人肺腑心肠的，并要照你们的行为报应你们个人。”
So disciple John sort of conclude the entire Bible and saying that our Lord is the one who searched people's heart, and then he will judge.According to what we did.
让我们每一个人都来面对神的话。
So let us, every one of us today, face squarely the word of God.
当一个教会有新的信主的人受洗的时候，我们都为他们鼓掌。
So when people have a newly baptized, we applaud for them.
也听他们做见证，说我今天后要做一个好基督徒。
And then we listen to their personal testimoniesAnd saying that from this time forth, I will be a good Christian. Try to.
我们教会有很多的青年人。
In my church, there's a lot of youth.
每一年都有青年人受洗。
And so, we have many, many young people baptized into the name of.
也有很多青年人每一年高中毕业进到大学里面去了。
And also, there are many young people after they graduate from high school, they enter into college.
两个礼拜以前在我们的这个家庭查经的里面，我问一对夫妇说，哎，你的儿子你的女儿怎么样？
And 2 weeks ago in our family gathering with other people, and then I asked a couple, and how was your children?
现在放假了，他们回来了吗？
So it's a holiday time, they must have come home.
然后我就问他们说，哎，他们在学校里的时候在外面念书，什么地方去崇拜去敬拜、
So I also ask, when your children in a college campus, where did they go to worship God on Sunday?
这个爸爸就把头低下来说他们没有去聚会。
And then the father sadly bowed down his head and gently said they did not go to church.
他们受洗的时候大家不是给他们鼓掌吗？
So when they baptized, did you guys?To applaud him.
大家都给他们祝福，他们自己也立了很多很好的心愿吗？
So they have you pray for them, and they also make a very resolutions.
甚至于他们参加我们的短宣。
And even though these people attend our short-term missionary,
可是上了大学，
but after they go to the college,
不聚会了，
they stop going to church.
怎么回事呢？
So what had happened?
他们过去的敬拜算不算数？
So do you count their past worship?
嘴唇尊敬我。
So maybe they worship God with their lips.
心远离我。
And yet their heart are away from God.
拜我也是枉然。
And so therefore, this kind of worship is good for nothing, is in vain.
为什么百姓远离神？
Now why these people they kept away from God?
头一个理由，因为他们没有真正的觉知。
So there's one reason. The first one, maybe they have never know God.
为什么要信耶稣啊？
So why you believe in Jesus?
我爸爸、我妈妈、我们一家都是信耶稣的，
oh, because
所以我也跟着去了。
A Christian and my whole family is a Christian family.
啊，因为邻居的孩子某某一个他也受洗了，我也要受洗。
And because my friend in our neighborhood was baptized, so I just follow suit.
为什么信耶稣啊？哎呀，信耶稣啊，让我能够忘记我的烦恼。
So why do I believe in Jesus? Because if with this faith, I can forget about my anxiety.
没有真正的遇见神。
But they have never met God.
他们的生命没有真正的扎根在神的启示、
so、
神的话语上。
So their life has never take root in the revelation of God.
所以他们敬拜神是枉然，是突然的。
So their worship in God's sight come for nothing.
第二个理由是他们受到同辈的影响。
And the second reason, maybe there's a tremendous peer pressure.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章三十三节说：“你们不要自欺，滥交是败坏善行。”
So Paul taught us, in the letter of Corinthians, that you should not make good bad friend in your circles, so that they may corrupt your spiritual life.
我们要分别为圣。
So you have to separate yourself from them to be holy.
有一个孩子念哈佛大学。
So I knew of a young man, a young people who was studying in the Harvard University.
他的父亲以前在Hoffman LaRoche 做非常高的这个 research 的主管。
So his father was a very prominent manager in a very famous company.
这个孩子信主的时候
，So at the time when this young man believed in God，
啊，他很热心，也参加我们教会的服事。
So he was very enthusiastic about the ministry and partake in the church work。
去了哈佛大学。
But once he went to Harvard，
后来我就不再有听见他的情形，不太晓，因为他没有回来我们教会。
So for a long time, I never heard of him anymore because he didn't come to our church.
这家人后来也搬家，搬到这个麻州去了。
And then later on, this whole family moved to Massachusetts.
有一天我在 Facebook 上面，我的儿子告诉我说，为他的爸爸祷告。
And one day, my elder son on a Facebook and told me that pray for this family.
我就不知道他的爸爸怎么了。
So I don't know what happened to their family.
我儿子说是他的儿子在 Facebook 上公布出来他的爸爸病得很严重。
Oh, because his father and disclosed to his Facebook friend that his father was gravely ill.
所以我就在他的儿子的 Facebook 上留了一句，请你告诉我爸爸的情况，我们怎么为他祷告。
So I put a comment on my son's Facebook and asked him that.In what way I should pray for you?
Not my sons, but
his sons.
Yeah. 那么很久他没有回我的这个 message.
So for a long time, I do not hear any reply from them.
后来知道消息说他已经不治，已经死去了。
And later on, I discovered that he had died of the disease.
然后过了不久，我再接到他的儿子回我的 message.
So not long afterwards.His son replied my email.
啊，就是 Facebook 上 message.
Facebook comment.
Yeah, comments. Yeah. 他说我和我的 husband 在我爸爸病重的时候一同陪伴他。
So this is a lady. He said, I and my husband accompanied my father during his last moment.
你听懂了吗
？So.Do you understand what's the true meaning behind this?
这个人的儿子说，我和我的丈夫在我父亲病重的时候陪伴他。
And
他去念哈佛大学 ，so what? 他整个的生命最后的时候就被欺骗、被谎言、被同性恋，整个的社会这些东西，整个的败坏了。
So even this young person went to Harvard, but the question is, so what?His future was ruined by this corrupted culture of godlessness.
同辈的影响。
So the influence of your and peer pressure.
魔鬼撒旦非常的阴险。
So you know that Satan is very insidious.
神的儿女要分别为圣。
So therefore, the children of God must set yourself apart.
所以最要紧的还不是带他们受洗了，我们觉得放心了。他教会参加服事了，参加短宣了，我们就放心了。
So the most important thing is not just lead some young people to be baptized and then join the short-term missionary and then you think everything will be okay.
做父母的好像儿子进到这个 Ivy League, 那我们就高兴了，就放心了。
And as a parent, seeing your children going to Harvard and you'll be content and satisfied?
他的妈妈非常伤心难过。
And his mother was very sad.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要认真的来面对我们所住的这个时代。
So therefore, we have to fully understand the culture in which we are live in.
我们来敬拜是做什么？
We come to worship for what purpose?
我们来敬拜乃是侍奉这位又真又活的神。
So our worship is to serve Him, the true living God.
我们来侍奉这一位领我们走在正道，领我们在一生的中间跟这位永远的神立约，跟随认识他。
We serve this God is because we are seriously making covenant with Him and follow His footsteps to guide me along the way in my life.
世界人的眼光认为Harvard 那是我的目标了。
So the secular view is Harvard is everything.
但是在神面前说。枉然。
But God said, it's good for nothing.
有一天我们都要见他的。
So one day we have to face to face with God.
第三个，有问题，有压力，分我们的神。
So we are distracted by the problems, by the pressure of our life.
主耶稣说，一个人天国像一个人出去撒种。
So Jesus said,The kingdom of God is just like a man who sowed.
有的人欢然领受。
So some people will joyfully receive the word of God.
可是后来有世界上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲，把这个道就挤住了，就不能够结果。
But later on, there's a temptation, the lust, and also the anxiety will choke the life.
主耶稣说，世上的忧虑把道挤住了。
And Jesus said, the anxiety of this world will choke our spiritual life.
我们的弟兄翻得非常的准确。这个英文用 choke 这个字。
So means to choke.
什么叫 choke 呢？
What does choke mean?
这个词的意思就是把某个东西憋住了。
That means you put someone into a stranglehold.
Suffocate something.
To suffocate it.
这个压力呢，难处呢，就把这个生命就盖住了。
So this kind of difficulties and this kind of pressure of life will just strangle your spiritual life.
2014年，我相信我们每一个人这一年都经历了不少的压力。
So I believe every one of us will experience many pressure in 2014.
感谢神，过去三个月好一点哈。
So maybe the last 3 months is a little bit better.
汽油价现在一直跌。
Now, the gasoline price is dropping, which is a good news.
日子好过一点。可是呢，我们人在地上就满了各样的问题和压力。
But in reality, our life in this earth is inflicted by many pressures.
没有一个人可以免除面对到这种的问题和压力。
And no one can be muted from this kind of pressure.
举一个例子，有一个星期天，一个基督徒到教会做礼拜。
So let me give you an example. A young man came to the church and worship God.
不是个 young man, 一个
It's a person.
一个男的。回家的路上呢，他就对今天牧师讲的道评头论足了。
So on his way home, he keep criticizing the sermon.The pastor deliver.
很多这个人都知道上讲台讲道不容易。
So many people know that being a preacher is not an easy job.
因为那天晚上礼拜天过以后，信徒回到家里面，家里面桌上这个都夹菜。
So you know, every Sunday evening in the dining table, and then there will be lots of discussion as an additional meal about the pastor.
叫红烧牧师头。
And that is to grill the pastor's head.
今天牧师穿的衣服有没有配合的对？
Maybe the pastor did not dress properly.
今天他领带颜色好对不对？
And maybe the color of his tie is too flashing.
今天他的讲道怎么样？
And then his preaching is so and so.
那么这一个基督徒呢，在路上还没有回家就开始对今天的讲道有意见。
But this Christian, before they even going home and on the dinner table, he already make a lot of comments.
更碰到说在外面呢，今天车子特别多，挤车啊，他在那里又发牢骚了，埋怨了，前面这个开车怎么开的？
Especially, there was a traffic jam, and then the whole traffic was slowed down, and he was so unhappy.
然后天气呢，正是闷热，天气真是，又开始对着天气埋怨。
And then the weather was not comfortable, and he complained against the weather.
他们全家坐下来吃午餐。
So when they all get together and eat the lunch,
这个送午餐的人送了晚了一点，送了慢一点，他看别人都吃了，我们怎么这么，他又 complain, 又发牢骚。
So the server just merely delivered the food a little bit late, and this man keep complaining.
基督徒一家人在一起要吃饭，低头祷告。
So Christian always pray before they eat.
他就为着食物感谢神。
So he give thanks to God for the food.
然后他的儿子呢，在他旁边呢，就一路上就看着他的爸爸，听见他爸爸在那说什么。
But his son observed his father during the journey to the dining table.
开始传食物。
And then they pass out the dishes.
这个儿子就跟基督徒说，爸爸，当你离开教会的时候，开始对着今天的讲道有评论。 然后又塞车，你心里面又是说前面那个开车的不会开，天气又热，你又发牢骚，食物来的晚一点，上帝都听得见吗？
So his son said to his Christian father, after you leave the church, you complain about the weather, you complain about traffic, you complain about the food being served late, all this, God listened and he knows.
他的父亲脸红了，涨红，说：“是啊，我说的话讲这些，上帝听得见，听得见。”So
his father blushed in his face, and then he said, "Yes, what I said, God knows."
那是好，爸爸。那么，当你低下头来为着食物献上感谢的时候，这些话，上帝听得见吗？
But the son said to his father, "When you bow down your head and give thanks to God for the food, do you think God will listen to your prayer?"
这个爸爸说，儿子，当然了，上帝当然听得见。And
then his father replied, "Yes, of course, God is all-knowing, he knows."
儿子问说，爸爸，那么上帝相信哪一个呢？
So then his son asked his father, "So you say two different things, what did God believe, this one or that one?"
我们在神的面前以为我们的敬拜就是星期天来敬拜。
So many times we think our worship is restricted to the Sunday morning.
其实我们的敬拜最多的时间是在教堂以外的时间。
So actually, we spend much more time to worship God outside the church building.
什么叫做敬拜？
So what does it mean by worship?
敬拜就是承认他是配得的。 He is worthy.
To worship God is to acknowledge that he is worthy.
Worship 这个字是从 words 来的。
So worship, the root of worship, the word worship come from worth.
因为他配得。
Because he is worthy.
这个爸爸，这个基督徒，以为，我到礼拜堂敬拜完了，我现在回来的路上是我的。
So this Christian father thought that I went to church already, I worship God already, now I have my own freedom.
我爱怎么说，我爱怎么想，我爱怎么动作是我的事。
So I want to say whatever I want to, I want to think whatever I want to. This is my own business.
他忘记了。
He forgot.
他的敬拜是枉然的。
That his worship was in vain.
因为听到这个耳朵进去，这个耳朵就出去了。
Because the words come from this ear and came out from the next year immediately.
没有存在他的心里。
Without preserve in his heart.
没有成为他日常生活的力量。
And did not assimilate into the strength of his life.
拜我也是枉然。
So therefore, this kind of worship means nothing to God.
第四个原因，为什么人敬拜神是远离神。
So the fourth reason why our worship doesn't come in God's sight.
因为我们的优先顺序曲扭了。
Because we distort our priorities.
有一个人为 United Way 工作。
A person worked for United Way.
他的工作是什么呢？他的工作就是找人去捐款给这个慈善机构。
So what was his work? He was to do a fundraising for this non-profit organization.
他就对着他所住的社区做研究。
And then he did a thorough research about his own community.
发现有一个律师一年年薪超过50万。
So he found out there was a lawyer in his neighborhood whose annual income is $500,000.
从来没有捐款给他们 United Way 过。
But he never spent a penny for the United Way.
没有捐款。
Never contribute a penny.
所以这个 United Way 的代表呢，就拿起电话来打电话给这个律师。
So this United Way agent picked up the phone and called his lawyer.
他说，哎，我是替 United Way 工作的。那么我们据我们的了解呢，上帝很祝福你一年让你能有许许多多的收入。
So I said, I'm the agent of the United Way, and I think God has richly blessed you, and you have very much income.
可是你好像从来没有对我们 United Way 有过任何的捐款。
But am I right that you have never contributed anything to our organization?
我们今天能不能有这个荣幸算上你一份呢？
So do am I have a privilege to come for you today?
这个律师经过一个长时间的安静以后说，好啊。
So after a long pause, the lawyer said, good.
那么你们的研究有没有找到发现说我的妈妈现在正在医院里面。
So according to your research, did you know that my mother is now in the hospital?
这个医院已经给她的账单呢，超过她收入的三倍。
So you know, the bill I received from the hospital exceeds 3 times of my income?
这个 United Way 工作人员说，这个我们没有查到。
So the United worker said, oh, I didn't know about that.
这个律师再说。
And then
那么你们的研究有没有找到指出来我的兄弟最近失去了他的工作？
So according to your research, do you know that my brother already lost his job now?
没有任何的别的人支持他的生活。
And no one support him.
这个工作人员说，这一点我们也不知道。
And then the United worker said, I didn't know that either.
这个律师在说，你们的研究有没有发现我的邻居出了严重的车祸，没有保险帮助他。
So do you know, according to your research, that my neighbor had a very severe car accident and there was no insurance? And no one supporting him.
这个工作人员说，这个我们也不知道。
And then the agent said, oh, I don't know either.
这个工作人员觉得他现在完全被打败了。
And then he thought he was totally defeated.
这个律师最后做总结。
So the lawyer made a conclusion.
如果这些人我没有给他们任何东西，我现在为什么要给你们 United Way?
So he said, if I don't spend my money on these needy people,I will give you this big sum to you, United Way.
为什么我要给你啊？
And why I have to give it to you?
这个故事给我们的教训。
And this story has a lesson
to us. 就是关于一个优先顺序的问题。
And there is a priority, a question of priority.
为什么人会远离神呢？
So why do people keep away from God?
把他的优先顺序曲扭了，调转了。
Because we perverted, we distorted the priority.
当所罗门大卫的儿子接续大卫做以色列王的时候，
So when Solomon, the son of David, succeeded his father to be the king of Jerusalem,
他向神祷告。
And then he prayed to God.
他向神祷告，神非常喜悦这个祷告，你们记得吗？
And then God really pleased with his prayer.
啊，他向神祷告求什么？
What did he ask for?
啊，求智慧。
Ask for wisdom from God.
啊，因为他发觉说，以色列百姓这么多，这么复杂，我要怎么样来治理他们，管理他们呢？我缺少智慧。
So he said to God, "This is a very complicated issue. Being a king, and they have so many problems. How am I going to govern them?" All I need is a wisdom from you.
神很欣赏那个时候他的祷告。
And God appreciates his prayer.
啊，因为你没有向我求长寿。
Because you did not ask me for longevity.
你没有向我求富贵。
You did not ask me for rich.
你向我求智慧。
What you ask me for is the wisdom.
那我们都知道所罗门非常的有智慧，是吧？那个你去读圣经里面就看见。
So, as a result, we know from the Bible that Solomon.Was the wisest man in history.
啊，他写了很多诗歌。
He wrote a lot of poetry.
可是时间慢慢慢慢过去，所罗门他的优先顺序改变了。
But as time wore on, gradually his priority changed.
列王记上十一章一到四节，我稍微提一提啊，让你们听一听。我这个就太多了，太长，所以我就没有打出来。所罗门王。在法老女儿之外又宠爱许多外邦女子，就是摩押女子、亚门女子、以东女子、西顿女子、赫人女子。
So according to the Old Testament, Solomon, apart from his wife and concubines, he also married the Edomite, the Gentiles, and all other women in the Mediterranean area.
就是以色列东边约旦这一带跟以色列北边、啊、这一带、啊、
so,
国家的这个
名字 east to the Jordan and then north to the boundary of Israel and he married many many women、
啊、圣经上第三节说所罗门有妃七百都是公主还有嫔三百这些妃嫔诱惑他的心所罗门年老的时候跟随这些妃嫔去随从别神，不效法他的父亲大卫。
So we have 700 concubines and 300 mistresses, and then all these women led him away from God and worship the idol.
所以我们看见所罗门王开始上梁不正，下梁就怎么样
？So you see that when the foundation and when the rafter is not firm, and what would happen?To the building.
等所罗门王死的时候，以色列这个国家就分为两半。
So after the death of Solomon, the United Kingdom was divided into two parts.
然后拜偶像，行淫乱，就陆陆续续接着从所罗门王开始就带进到以色列百姓。
So idolatry and all the pagan worship was introduced into these two kingdoms.
最后整个的以色列国通通被掳了。
So finally, the entire nation of Israel, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, eventually was in captivity by the pagan empires.
2500年的时间以色列百姓漂流在外面。
And then for 2500 years, and God's people was in captivity and in disperse among other nations.
他们到哪里去敬拜
？So where did they go to worship?
啊，他们在过去因为这些原因，是他们的敬拜神不算数。
So because of all this idolatry and their service, lip service to God, and all their previous worship, count for nothing.
最后一个，他们的敬拜是枉然，原因是因为他们的奉献不。坚持奉献不真诚。
So lastly, their decadence is due to their insincere sacrifices and offerings.
这个世界上面啊，我们要成为主的见证人是有代价要付出的。
So to be a witness of God, we have to have a price to pay.
我十六岁信主
I come to believe in Jesus when I was 16.
那个时候呢，信主以后非常渴慕主。
So at that moment, I still remember that I have a zeal about Jesus.
我在男生的这个高中学校的里面找到其他的基督徒，然后我们约好每天中午吃饭的时候呢，我们就去防空洞。
So when I have a group of people, young people, and then every lunchtime we come together have a devotion.
我们中午的时候呢，就带着新约的小圣经，我们轮流读圣经。
So everyone holding a New Testament and then take turns we read the Bible.
那我们那个时候呢，中午吃饭呢是自己家里面父母亲给我们准备的便当。
So in my time, in my youthful time.And the lunch is a box prepared by my parents.
这个便当盒子是一个铝的盒子。
So this box is made of aluminum.
那么装了便当以后呢，会冷的。
So you can imagine that once you put a hot food there, and very quickly they will get cold.
所以早上一来呢，大家把便当都丢在篮子里面，然后呢，我们就有同学就拿到这个蒸便当的那个地方去呢，他们帮我们蒸便当。
So every morning, everyone put their lunch box together, and then one person will collectively bring it to a stove to steam it.
中午要吃饭的时候，又把便当就拿到教室里来，然后大家就去拿自己的便当放在桌子上。
Lunch time came, and then we just take a whole basket of lunch boxes and lay down on the table, and then we enjoy our lunch.
每一次我要吃饭
every time when I begin to eat,
因为我是基督徒啊
because I'm a Christian.
我一定要谢饭祷告
Of course, I give thanks to God and say grace.
每一次我谢饭祷告完了，我的便当就不见了
So every time after my prayer and my lunch box disappear,
同学就开我玩笑
and then people.Jokingly and make fun of me.
你是基督徒啊，你向神祷告了，哎，你先谢谢我，你不能谢谢上帝，要谢谢我，谢谢我，我把便当盒给你。
So you pray to thank God, right? You should thank me. If you thank me, I give you back the lunch box.
在中学的时候我们每天中午去读圣经，所以那些人就给我很多很多的外号。
So because we read the Bible every lunch time, so therefore they give me a nickname.
宗教狂
So you are the religious zealot
Fanatic
Fanatic
你是小牧师
And you are a little pastor
反正那些名字通通那个时候就加在我身上
So all these nicknames put on me
所以我的跟主的关系信仰的关系是经过这些代价需要付出来的
So my process of knowing God isGo through this kind of the cost of believing.
不是我自己有力量。
It's not because I'm able to solve this problem.
乃是在这些考验中间，神加给我力量。
But because through this trial and mocking, and God empowered me.
保罗在外面做工的时候。
So when Paul was working outside.
很多年轻人也愿意跟保罗一同出去做工。
So many young people want to follow.Paul's footstep and join the ministry.
帮助保罗做工。
And then to help him.
可是其中有一个年轻人，他的名字叫做迪马。
So, but one of them whose name is Demas.
有一次，当保罗要出去的时候，他说我不去了。
So one time, and Paul said, "Okay, let's go to our missionary trip."
他就离开保罗去了帖撒罗尼迦。
And I'm going to follow you. Instead, I'm going to Thessalonica.
我们今年的五月份，保罗教会之旅就去过帖撒罗尼迦。
So this coming, the May of next year, I'm orchestrate a follow Paul's footstep, travel.
帖撒罗尼迦是一个港口。
So Thessalonica was a harbor.
是非常的繁华。
And it was very prosperous.
我稍微明白一点，为什么迪马愿意离开保罗？因为保罗去传道的地方是山区啊，是非常艰苦的地方啊。可是帖撒罗尼迦是一个非常繁荣的地方。
And now I came to get a sense why Dima did not want to follow Paul, but go to Thessalonica because that's a good place, very joyful place.
有年轻人受不了苦。
Because young people could not bear suffering.
喜欢过舒服日子。
And they want to live comfortably.
受不了保罗到处出去传道。
And they could not stand the hardship of following Paul.To preach the gospel.
所以保罗在哥林多后前书十五章五十八节说：“所以亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工。”
So this why Paul admonished the young people said, "You have to stand firm and do not be shaken, and always mindful of the work of the Lord."
因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面。不是突然的。
Knowing that your labor in the Lord will not go in vain.
一个敬拜主的人
And for the worshipper of God.
一定让别人从你身上看见你是敬拜主的。
So you have to be viewed by other people that you are the true worshipper.
主耶稣在马太福音五章十六节说你们的光也当照样照在人前叫他们看见你的好行为便将荣耀归给你们天上的父。
And the Bible, and then Jesus said in the book of Matthew that you are the light of the world, and yet your light is to shine upon the darkness of the world, so that when people see you, they see the light of Jesus Christ.
1941年，在夏威夷的珍珠港。
So in 1941, in Pearl Harbor of Hawaii.
有一个人叫做 Roy Robertson,
and there was a person by the name of Roy Robertson.
他那个时候呢是在美国的海军工作。
So he worked for the U.S. Navy.
这个他在海军的军舰名字叫做 West Virginia.
So he worked in the fleet, one of the ship of the fleet of West Virginia.
1941年12月6号。
And then in 1941 and
12月6号
December the 6th
那个晚上
On that particular night
他和一些美国的这个水兵呢、青年人一同出去学习圣经
So he rang up a group of young people went out to study the Bible
大概15个美国的这个、海军的水手、围成一圈坐在地上
SoThere were 15 sailors, U.S. navies, and then sit around.
那么那个带领他们的人就说：“那我们今天来到这里很难得，每一个人好不好能够分享啊，能够朗诵一节圣经。”
So the leader said, "It's not easy that we have a chance to gather together. Why not tonight? Each one of you pick a Bible verse and then read out loud to others."
Roy Robertson 就很紧张
，and Roy Robertson was very nervous.
因为他坐在那里就脑子一片空白，想不起来一节圣经
，because he could not memorize even one verse of the scripture.
他跟着他的家人上教会那么多年了，一个礼拜有的时候还好几次的，可是那一刻他脑子里面完全想不起来任何一节圣经。
So even though he went with his family to church for so many years in the past.But at that particular evening, he could not recall even one Bible verse.
哎，想着想着，突然想起来，《约翰福音》三章十六节。
And all of a sudden, John 3:16 came to his mind.
啊，他心里面安静下来了。哎，好了好了，我可以分享了，我可以分享这一节圣经。
And then he was breathing a sigh of relief. Now I can have something to share.
所以其他的年轻人这个分享这个分享眼看着就差一个人就到他了
So he saw his friends share one Bible verse one after another and then it is about his turn
在他前面那个人说今天我要分享的经文是约翰福音三章十六节
And the one just before him said I'm going to share John 3:16
哎呀，他心里面的马上脸苍白啊！他怎么可以抢我的圣经节啊
？So he was so nervous. How can you just say the verse that I'm about to say?
他无地自容，轮到他当然想不起来了。他说：“我的经文被他抢走了，我就是要分享这个经文。
”So he feel a little bit shameful, and then he said, I have a verse, but he already said that for me.
那天晚上他回到船上面去的时候，他自己心里面很羞愧。他说：“我是一个冒充的基督徒。”
So on that evening, after he went back to the ship, and then he was conscience stricken. He said, "I am really a hypocrite Christian."
第二天早上7:55，船上面的警报就响了。
So the next morning, about 7:55 a.m.,And the siren was sounding crazy.
要他们每一个兵啊，就战斗位置。
So, there was a public announcing that every soldier has to be alert and fight for the enemy.
因为有360架日本的飞机啊，要进攻，要攻击他们的船跟其他的军事设施。
360 Japanese airplanes are coming to bomb them.
啊、他和他的其他的这些的这些的这个同僚呢，就都在自己的枪炮机关枪炮的位置上面。
So everyone was standing before their cannon turret.
啊，向着日本飞机来的时候就发这个枪弹。
And then aiming at the oncoming Japanese airplane.
可是，在战争的前15分钟，他们这些兵知道说，他们发的是演习的那个子弹，不是真正的子弹呢、啊。
So later on, 15 minutes before the thought as an attack, it was really a test.
啊，他是希望这些空包弹可以吓一吓日本飞机。
And they just want to fire the
fake bullet.
The fake bullet in order to frighten them.
哎、啊，他在那里发这些空包弹之后，他就是在想说 ，Robertson。在你整个的生命过程中间，你就是不断的向人在发空包弹。
So all of a sudden, a thought came to his mind, and then in your whole life, you're firing a empty salvo.
当日本飞机在子弹扫射他们的时候，他就向神祷告。
So when the Japanese airplane spray bombs and bullets on them, and he began to pray to God.
他说：“神啊，如果你保守我的性命
，So he said to God, if you protect my life this time,
啊，我出去以后一定要好好跟随你，认真做你的门徒。
And I will be your true disciple, and then follow you, seriously.”
这个祷告我们听了很熟，对不对
？So this kind of prayer is it familiar with you？
很多时候我们生病啦。
Or maybe we are sick.
啊，有难处了，主啊，你保佑我平安过去，我好好跟随你。
So and then we pray to God that solve my problem, and then I will follow you.
Robertson 真的是认真的。
But Robertson really said that.
神保守他的性命。
And then in the reality, God protect him.
这个珍珠港事变过了以后呢，他后来退下来的时候呢，他就加入啊，在校园里面呢，我知道有 InterVarsity。有 Campus Crusade， 还有一个团体神重用的，向青年人传福音的，带领青年人做主门徒，就是 The Navigators。他加入了 Navigator， 成为他们的宣教士。
So after the incident of the Pearl Harbor, and then he went to the college to join the Christian communities. At that time, there was a Campus Crusade, and then he joined the Navigator.
他不是去大学，他就是加入了 Navigator， 成为他们的宣教士啊。然后那个团体是专门帮助人背诵圣经，然后做主的门徒。
Navigator is a discipleship training organization. They help young people to memorize the Bible and then to be a true follower of Jesus.
啊，我们孩子小的时候，我也买过 Navigator 出的这个背诵圣经的圣经卡。好，来。
So when I was young, I also have a stack of cards and prepared it by the navigator and teach me how to memorize the Bible verses.
啊，教我的孩子不是啊。
I teach my children.
1949年 ，Roy Robertson 去了中国，在中国上海还剩下这个5个月的时间可以工作的时候，他留在上海。就帮助青年人做主的门徒。
And in 1949, and only a few months before the country was fallen into the Iron Curtain, and he spent those few months to help the young people to memorize the Bible.
他愿意付出这个代价。
He was willing to pay the cost of discipleship.
传福音给人，并且帮助人跟主做主的门徒。
Evangelize the young people and help people to be part of the Jesus disciples.
所以从1941年一直到公元2008年5月8号，他被主这个接回天家，一共87岁。
So from the time he dedicated his life up to the point he died, for 87 years, he faithfully served God.
他向着主是认真的敬拜。
So he worshiped God diligently.
所以我相信他1941年到2008年的日子，这些日子在神面前是算得了数的。
So I believe from 1941 to 2008,All this span of time is counted by God as a worshipper.
我也但愿我们今年最后一个礼拜天在这里敬拜的时候，来思想思想我们过去这一年是怎么敬拜。
So it's my hope that in this last Sunday of this year, we spend a little bit time to reflect how we've been doing in our spiritual life.
但愿我们明白我们的敬拜不是礼拜天。
And knowing that our worship is not just restricted to Sunday only.
是从礼拜天到礼拜天。
So, but rather, it's from Sunday to Sunday.
我们每一天都在学习敬拜。
So every day of the week, we learn to worship God.
愿意主恩待赐福给我们在座的每一位。
May God show mercy and grace to everyone who come to listen.
我们请低头来祷告。
Let us bow as we pray.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你。
Jesus, Lord, you love us and we give thanks to.
从岁首到年终
，From the beginning of the year to the end of the year,
你看顾保守我们。
You protect us and your eye never took away your eyes from us.
今天你再带领我们能够来到你面前敬拜你。
And this today you once again lead us to worship you.
主啊，求你自己的话对我们的心说话。
May the word speak directly to our hearts.
帮助我们。
Help us.
做一个真实敬拜的人。
To become a true worshipper.
好叫你的荣耀从我们身上得到彰显。
So that your glory may be manifest through us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.